Let's take the Word of God and turn to Ezekiel chapter 36. Ezekiel chapter 36, and we'll read verses 1 through 38. Ezekiel chapter 36, verses 1 through 38. Dave, is this pencil? Oh, can you use it to take notes? Okay. Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 1. These are the words of God. And you, son of man, prophesy to the mountains of Israel and say, O mountains of Israel, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God, because the enemy has spoken against you, aha, and the everlasting heights have become our possession, therefore prophesy and say, thus says the Lord God. For good reason they have made you desolate and crushed you from every side, that you would become a possession of the rest of the nations, and you have been taken up in the talk and the whispering of the people. Therefore, O mountains of Israel, hear the word of the Lord God. Thus says the Lord God to the mountains and to the hills, to the ravines and to the valleys, to the desolate wastes and to the forsaken cities which have become a prey and a derision to the rest of the nations which are round about. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, surely in the fire of my jealousy I have spoken against the rest of the nations and against all Edom, who appropriated my land for themselves as a possession with wholehearted joy and with scorn of soul to drive it out for prey. For a prayer. Therefore prophesy concerning the land of Israel, and say to the mountains and to the hills, to the ravines and to the valleys, thus says the Lord God, behold, I have spoken in my jealousy and in my wrath, because you have endured the insults of the nations. Therefore thus says the Lord God, I have sworn that surely the nations which are around you will themselves endure their insults. But you, O mountains of Israel, you will put forth your branches and bear your fruit for my people Israel, for they will soon come. For behold, I am for you, and I will turn to you, and you will be cultivated and sown. I will multiply men on you, all the house of Israel, all of it, and the cities will be inhabited, and the waste places will be rebuilt. I will multiply on you man and beast, and they will increase and be fruitful, and I will cause you to be inhabited as you were formerly, and will treat you better than at the first. Thus you will know that I am the Lord. Yes, I will cause men, my people Israel, to walk on you and possess you, so that you will become their inheritance and never again bereave them of children. Thus says the Lord God, because they say to you, you are a devourer of men, and have bereaved your nation of children. Therefore you will no longer devour men and no longer bereave your nation of children, declares the Lord God. I will not let you hear insults from the nations any more, nor will you bear disgrace from the peoples any longer, nor will you cause your nation to stumble any longer, declares the Lord God. And the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, when the house of Israel was living in their own land, they defiled it by their ways and their deeds. Their way before me was like the uncleanness of a woman in her impurity. Therefore I poured out my wrath on them for the blood which they had shed on the land, because they had defiled it with their idols. Also I scattered them among the nations, and they were dispersed throughout the lands according to their ways and their deeds. I judged them. When they came to the nations where they went, they profaned my holy name, because it was said of them, these are the people of the Lord, yet they have come out of his land. But I had concern for my holy name, which the house of Israel had profaned among the nations where they went. Therefore say to the house of Israel, thus says the Lord God, it is not for your sake, O house of Israel, that I am about to act, but for my holy name, which you have profaned among the nations where you went. I will vindicate the holiness of my great name, which has been profaned among the nations, which you have profaned in their midst. Then the nations will know that I am the Lord, declares the Lord God, when I prove myself holy among you in their sight. For I will take you from the nations, gather you from all the lands, and bring you into your own land. Then I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you will be clean. I will cleanse you from all your filthiness and from all your idols. Moreover, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you, and I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you will be careful to observe my ordinances. You will live in the land that I gave to your forefathers, so you will be my people, and I will be your God. Moreover, I will save you from all your uncleanness, and I will call you for the grain and multiply it, and I will not bring a famine on you. I will multiply the fruit of the tree and the produce of the field, so that you will not receive again the disgrace of famine among the nations. Then you will remember your evil ways and your deeds that were not good, and you will loathe yourselves in your own sight for your own iniquities and your abominations. I am not doing this for your sake, declares the Lord God. Let it be known to you. Be ashamed and confounded for your ways, O house of Israel. Thus says the Lord God, on the day that I cleanse you from all your iniquities, I will cause the cities to be inhabited, and the waste places will be rebuilt. The desolate land will be cultivated instead of being a desolation in the sight of everyone who passes by. They will say, this desolate land has become like the Garden of Eden, and the waste desolate, and ruined cities are fortified and inhabited. Then the nations that are left around about, you will know that I, the Lord, have rebuilt the ruined places and planted that which was desolate. I, the Lord, have spoken and will do it. Thus says the Lord God, this also I will let the house of Israel ask me to do for them. I will increase their men like the flock for sacrifices, like the flock at Jerusalem during her appointed feasts. So will the waste cities be filled with flocks of men. Then they will know that I am the Lord. And that's God's word. On Mount Seir, the last chapter is destroyed and desolate. But now we come back to the mountains of Israel, which are also desolate. It's because he describes in this chapter, because of their idolatry and wickedness, that for a good reason they had been judged. They had become a laughingstock to all the nations about them, round about them. And yet the jealousy of the Lord compared to fire has been spoken against all the nations, which include Edom, which you remember is descended from Esau. That's where Edom comes from. And the Lord against the nations brings a hint of hope for Israel, which verse 8 will produce fruits. Verse 9, the Lord is for Israel and he will sanctify them and grow them. Remember in their state, they're in exile and everything's desolate. And he's promising this is what's going to happen. There will be a remnant. And then through verse 20, Israel is reminded of their sins, their spiritual estate, the judgments that are upon them, that should lead and would lead to their humility before Him, Yahweh. And then promised through verse 24 that God would glorify Himself. Verse 22, for His holy name, God would glorify Himself in showing mercy to them and taking the nations out and bringing in Israel themselves to their own land. And that reminds us of the state we were in, dead in our trespasses and sins. And why did He bring us out of those and make us new creatures? And why did He make us His people and His children? It's not for our sake, but for His name's sake alone, for His glory. And then verse 25, He refers them to regeneration. The verses we often look at in regeneration, and we come back in the Old Testament often to Ezekiel, chapter 36, and it begins in verse 25. And we see the picture of baptism, the sprinkling clean water on them, showing forth the cleansing of sin. So we know from the New Testament in here that regeneration and the Holy Spirit being poured out upon people and sprinkling, cleansing us of sin, that's all symbolized or pointed to in the sacrament of baptism. And then verse 26, the giving of a new heart, again, regeneration, a new spirit, the removeness of the hardness of heart and making it moldable, fleshly, so that He gives you the, as we prayed, the new heart, new flesh, the new desires, where you seek after then Christ. And that's the promise that He would give to them by putting the Holy Spirit in them and pouring Him out upon them. And so there's the promise of cleansing them of their sin by changing their hearts and making them holy as He is holy for His name's sake. Verse 32, that is, they are regenerated, receiving the Spirit, being shown mercy, not for their own name's sake. And us too, when we regenerated and received the Spirit, it was not for our own name's sake. But verse 22, for Yahweh's name's sake, His glory. And that would bring about sorrow because of their sin. Verse 32, let it be known to you, I'll start at the beginning, I'm not doing this for your sake, declares the Lord God, referring back to verse 22, and where He says, it's for my name's sake. And then He says, let it be known to you, be ashamed and confounded for your ways, O house of Israel. Be ashamed and confounded for your ways, church. What led you to be who you are before He brought you to Himself? You were dead in your trespasses and sins. You were the idolaters. You were the ones who were the adulterers and all manner of wickedness and sin, the idolaters, as He says here. And so you ought to be ashamed and confounded for those ways about you. And He brought you out of that so that you could have joy in Him. And so if you have the Holy Spirit, He gives us comfort and promises us here, you are being sanctified. But if you do not have the Spirit, you are under judgment. And like most of the book of Ezekiel up until this point, you're being called to see your sin, turn from it unto the Lord. And He promises here to some, to His remnant, He will give the Spirit. And if you believe in Christ and trust in Him and submit to Him, then you have the Spirit. And you can be fully assured of that as He produces fruit in you, good works. And you can see those works. And so the primary and the secondary means of assurance there, that He, if you believe, then you are saved. You have the Holy Spirit. And if you are producing good works, your fruit, and you love others, you have the secondary means of assurance, of salvation. Let's pray. Our gracious Father, thank You for Your Spirit and for Your name, for Your glory. We thank You that out of Your mercy and grace, not from anything within us, which is important for us to consider as we go to Philippians in a few moments. It's not in anything in us that we save ourselves or that we are even sanctified. But it's what You give us and what You make and work within us by Your Holy Spirit. You give us the Holy Spirit and You work in us by the Holy Spirit, by Your power and strength, to sanctify us and cleanse us with Your Word, or with the truth, and Your Word is truth. Father, we ask that You would give us a better appreciation of these verses that we often look to when we think of baptism or even regeneration, as they're set in the context of the book of Ezekiel, which we often don't think about, of a people who are the most wicked, having all the promises, or having heard them, and in that way received them, though they didn't receive them truly. They just heard it in one ear and it went out the other. And yet they spurned against Your name and brought reproach upon Your name, and they sinned against You, and they didn't love You, just as we, many who had grown up in the church, but even many outside the church, We had heard the gospel before, and yet still continued in our wickedness for a time. And it's only by your mercy and for your glory that you decreed in eternity past that such and such would be your elect, and that you brought us as you sent your Spirit unto yourself, as you called us unto yourself, and that effectual calling. And you wiped our sins away in the blood of Christ. You washed them away. You made us pure in Him. And we thank you in all things for Christ. And because of these things, we must be satisfied only with having only Christ. If you took all things away, we pray that we would be satisfied in Him. We thank you that you've given us the Spirit of Christ, and you've continued that work by your promises to cleanse us of our sin. All these things, these good things, these blessed things or happy things, we do not deserve. We have deserved the opposite of hell and the curses and to be cut off or excommunicated, having no hope, having no love towards us, having nothing good. And yet you've showered us with your amazing grace. Father, we pray that you would give us a reality check. The reality that we find in the Word, not so much in the world and what the world tells us. But we would trust you. We are often tempted to trust the things of the world and the sayings of the world and people of the world. And not be satisfied in what you say in your full authoritative word. And your sufficient word. May we believe it and live accordingly that it is your word sufficient for all of faith and life. And so be with us as we continue in worshiping you, that we would grow being content in you alone. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.